Nidorim, Perktes Mishne Dalit. Void Omer of Meir. Poiskin Lemina Kosov Shabbatoiru. A Neulad. You can't be Poiseach. Rameir was masking to that Kalal Mishne Gimel. Says Rameir, another principle, Legabi Psichas HaNidorim, what you could use as a Pesach for him to be Mischaret. He's neider and offering somebody, and the reason why he's neider is a reaction to Yana having not been nice to him the week before that. He's nursing a grudge, loisitor. He takes revenge by not being there for somebody else, that's loisikoi. And he's also, it's an expression of that he has a tiny, has a grudge, he has a sinner. It's interesting, L'chayre has to be b'vavecha. The Rishonim that say if somebody nurses a hidden grudge against somebody, so he can be over l'sisna, but if he speaks it out, it's not. So l'chayre over here, he spoke it out. He made a neder verbally, he made a neder, he expressed it. Maybe because he didn't express it to Yena. It's a famous kasha, and it's a kasha that's asked on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis is the one that says that the only ashor l'sisna sachicha b'vavecha is only on sinna shebelev. But if he gives him, the lashon of the Rambam is hamakas chaveroi. He's not allowed to. He's not even a sisna because it wasn't hidden in his heart. The Ramban argues. The Ramban brings a ray from this Mishnah. Lo sisna chicha b'vavecha is a filu b'lev. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. So I said, this is a famous kasha. G'day le'achrenim talk about it. Maybe the Tez is like we just said. There wasn't expressed tiyanim. It was a neder shaloi b'fonim. So Mela didn't take this sinner out of the realm of b'vavecha. He's also over the last one. V'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. All these things. He can't give Yen a tzedakah. He can't be Mekayim Yen. Yen is starving. He can't give him food to eat. He can't take care of him. He can't invite him in. Now, this is really goes against the principle that we had in Mishnah Aleph, that you can't be Paseach Lebechvayd Amokim. And the answer is that over there, the Bechvayd Amokim is against the general concept of a neder. So to say to him, you wouldn't have made the neder if you would have known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like people that make nedarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people making neder. So then what you're saying is you're taking away, you're cutting the ground out from under his feet. There's nobody that's going to say no because you're taking away that whole idea of making a neder. But over here you're telling him, you want to make a neder. But you wouldn't have made a neder in a way where it's causing sinna and pirud between Yidden and being over on this whole tzettel, this whole Rishima that we just read. That you wouldn't do. That's not as direct. So that you could be Pesach. The Chiddush Rameh is that you could be Pesach, even though there's a shtickle reason to say that you can't be Pesach with it, like we just said. Now the Mishnah adds one thing. Shema Yoni, maybe one case will be where he says, the Chochem says, you wouldn't have made the neder if you'd think maybe he'll become poor. Ve'enati yochel lefarnesoi. He won't be able to give him to tzedakah. He'll be over on the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, one could say Shema Yoni is maybe Neulad. So on that, the Mepharshim explained, no, it's not Neulad, because very often people go through ups and downs. It's not something unexpected. So Mela, yeah, if your mother and often somebody, you're never going to be able to give him in his time of need. Everybody has times of need. A person could be walking down a street, he has plenty of money, but he doesn't have a bottle of water. He's about to pass out from thirst. Giving him that's his time of need. You won't be able to ever help this yid out in his time of need. That's not noilad. If the noider says, yeah, you're right, I never would have made it. You could be mad in the neder. He made a neder against his wife. And because of that, as described in Perek HaMadir and Ksubis, whatever the content of the neder is, ayin shom, different nedarim, legabi taking care of her, legabi tashmish, the neder is something that irrevocably destroys the marriage, and because of that, it's mechuyev l'gasha. So now you say, Hezrain, if you would have known that you're going to have to pay a ksuba, and the ksuba in those days was a hefty sum. Today it's not such a big deal. But if you would have known that if you would have made a cheshbon with the ksuba, or Hitaka does have a hefty sum written into his own ksuba, if you would have thought about that, and you would have not react in the heat of the moment, would you have made the neder? If he says no, then you can be matined. She had a huge nedunya that was written into her ksuba. Kiva said, you have to divorce her, and you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay through your teeth. Amalei Rebbe, Shmoyne meis dinar in hiniach abba. My father left sachakol Yerusha of 800 dinar. Not lachi arba meis, vani arba meis. The whole 400 legdayish a titel himasayim vani masayim. It's not enough I should give her half my wealth. I have to give her everything. You promised her 400 dinar. That's what you're going to have to pay. You're going to go out and knock him in the chzecha. The whole thing was applause, was pressure. Oh, right away was matir. So that's the maaser. Kiva forced him into recognizing that he was mischarit on the nether and he wouldn't have made the nether. That's what we want. We want to get rid of the nether.